All summer, we're exploring the idea of waiting, why we do it, and how it affects us. Today, we take you to a place that was once a source of great frustration for drivers everywhere, the toll booth. Remember those long backups and digging through your seats for change? And then came Easy Pass, the ultimate wait killer. WNYC's Stephen Nesson brings us the surprising history of modern toll collection.
Let's start this story in St. Petersburg, Russia, at the turn of the 19th century. That's where Leon Theremin was born. That Theremin, the creator of the musical instrument that you play without even touching. I'm picking up good vibrations. A Theremin-like effect even made its way into popular music. I'm picking up good
vibrations. As a child, he was very interested in mechanical things, and he was interested in astronomy, and he actually discovered a star.
That's Albert Glinsky. He wrote a biography on Theremin.
Just as World War I was starting and then the Russian Revolution, he found himself in the middle of that and was pulled into the new Soviet inner circle and told that he was now a Soviet scientist.
One of his early projects was a gas detection meter that whistled when gas was present. He discovered when he moved his hands back and forth, the sound changed.
He started to actually play melodies, and all of the people in the lab gathered round and said, Theremin is making music on this device.
You are playing with two hands which move around the instrument.
It made headlines around the world. The Russian government sponsored trips to France, Germany, and England, where Theremin demonstrated this futuristic sound.
Even scientists, until they really understood the principle, were kind of baffled by what he was doing.
He was also sent to New York, where he performed at Carnegie Hall and had wealthy patrons. But he had another mission on these trips.
He was carrying on espionage, so he had this sort of double life in New York.
Theremin's instrument was produced by the electronics company RCA, so he'd often visit their factories and sent reports to the Soviets about what he saw. But after 11 years, the inventor's success had run its course. He was out of money and racking up debt. And the FBI was on to him. And so, according to author Albert Glinsky, one day in 1938, Theremin hitched a ride on a freighter back to Russia. Rather than receiving a hero's welcome, he was sent to a prison camp in Siberia for, ironically, aiding the Americans. He was later transferred to a prison for scientists. It was there that he took spying to a new level.
He was ordered by the Soviet government to develop a bugging device.
It was embedded in a gift to the American ambassador in Moscow.
A beautiful wood carving of the Great Seal of the United States to hang on the wall. Isn't that nice?
The bug was just the size of a quarter and was glued inside.
The brilliance of this device was it had no batteries, it needed no electrical external source. It was perfectly inert until it was activated when they wanted to externally by microwave beams from a companion device that was a few buildings down.
While Theremin's instrument was a step toward the easy pass, the bug was a great leap. But it took a Brooklyn inventor to bridge Theremin's technology with modern computing that gets us to EasyPass.
Liftoff! We have a liftoff!
Mario Cardullo began his career working on jet propulsion on Apollo 11.
I was responsible for all the engines.
I spoke to Cardullo over Skype from his home office in Alexandria, Virginia. Fast forward a couple years to a chance encounter with an IBM engineer with a problem to solve.
I was sitting next to an engineer who had been working on something called CarTrack.
Cardullo had his own idea.
I took out my notebook and sketched the solution.
He took the technology Theremin built 30 years before, using microwaves to activate a device. But Cardullo added a modern twist, a memory chip. In 1970, he filed a patent on his technology, imagining it would revolutionize
toll systems, doorways, medical records.
A year later, he landed a meeting with the Port Authority. He wanted to demonstrate an electronic toll collection device on the George Washington Bridge. The prototype was the size of two packs of cigarettes.
The first thing they said to me was, well, nobody will ever put that on the window of their car. It's too big.
He reassured them he could make it smaller.
That is a short history of EasyPass.
But after the meeting, according to Cardullo, the Port Authority took his idea and shopped it around to other companies. No one from the Port Authority could confirm or deny this. Most of their archives were destroyed on 9/11. Cardullo's patent on the technology expired in 1990. Enter Larry Yermak.
You know, I went to business school at Columbia.
While his classmates got jobs in finance, he became the CFO at the Triborough Bridge and Tunnel Authority.
Because I couldn't find anything more interesting than government.
Yermak says in the early 90s, engineers at the agency were urging him to install an electronic toll collection system, pretty much what Cardullo had suggested three decades earlier.
Everybody in all the authorities was worried whether it was going to work or not. I mean, this could have been a colossal failure.
In August 1993, residents of Rockland County got a first taste of the cashless toll booth. By 1995, seven agencies in the area had agreed to adopt it. It was an instant success. And just like that, the notorious toll booth backups went away. But it wasn't a win for everybody. With every new technology, there's a job that's replaced.
You too. Thank you, babe.
In this case, right, it's the toll collector.
How you doing, buddy? All right. There we go. Have a good day.
But they're not extinct. Not yet. At the New Rochelle Toll Plaza on I-95, you can still find an actual toll booth cashier who will wait for you to fish out exact change.
Hey, how you doing today? What's the matter? You don't have no cash?
I don't have much to say. We'll keep it short and quick.
Henry Gregorio began working on the Tappan Zee Bridge in 1980. He's 61 now. He relishes those 15-second encounters. And he's had some memorable ones.
One guy came through on a Sunday, and I was nice to him, and he's in a convertible. He said, what time you get off? I said, 2 o'clock. And he gave me Buffalo Bill jet tickets for opening day.
Gregorio even met his girlfriend of 18 years in a toll booth. He knows his days in the booth are numbered, and he's at peace with that.
You know, I mean, it is sort of an old job like film. You know, people don't use film anymore. It's digital and technology, and even the sound is changing. The future is here.
EasyPass has its limits. It's not everywhere. Once you pass Illinois going west or North Carolina going south, you're out of network. And you can still get caught in rotten lines at the toll plazas on the GW Bridge, guaranteed. For WNYC, I'm Stephen Nesson.